Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is the Techno Gaze podcast. You can hear us live on Joy 94.9 Monday evenings, 7 p.m. on the interwebs at joy.org.au/listen-live. Or tune your wireless in Melbourne to 94.9 FM.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it.
Welcome. You're listening to Joy 94.9, and this is our Techno Gaze, the show where we look into the past, observe the future, and gaze at the current. I've got that completely mucked up. My name is Dave Glover, and joining me in the studio tonight is Mark Powney. So my first turn, give me the go paneling.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Anyway, we've got an action-packed session for you tonight. The first thing we're looking at is a bit around the Pentagon and their interest in the WikiLeaks founder. 114,000 iPad users, information gets leaked from their machines, from their iPads.
Yes.
A curious one around the government wanting ISPs to start recording our browsing habits.
Oh, yes.
Marvellous.
Can't wait to have a bit of a bitch about that one.
Yes. And we've got some interesting news in the world of space exploration, and around the technology world is getting 3D, more 3D every day.
And it is a jam-packed show. Of course, this is Radiothon for Joy 94.9 this week. So if you sign up with us tonight during the show, you'll be in the running for some fabulous daily prizes, and also the major prize draw for the rest of the show. So for the rest of the week, I should say. So if you do sign up tonight or for the rest of the week, then we would greatly appreciate that. Of course, Joy 94.9 relies on sponsorships and, more importantly, memberships in order to keep itself running. So please do take the time to pledge some membership money for us to keep the station on air.
Absolutely, and just to reiterate that phone number, the number is 1300 569 949. So please do give us a call.
But first off, let's start off with some technology news. Now, Senator Conroy is at it again. Just when we thought he was villainous enough, we've learned this week that the Australian government is now preparing to put forward a proposal that will require Australian internet service providers to log the traffic of their customers. The Attorney General's office last week confirmed that they are in discussions with the internet industry on how best to implement this data retention regime. Now, currently, ISPs are only required to provide customers browsing information upon request via court order, which means law enforcement agencies are required to get approval from a judge before they can begin snooping on Australian citizens. However, with this new proposal, ISPs will be required to install the infrastructure that will log everything from email headers to what websites we visit. And while we're sketchy on the details at this point in time, it appears the government are looking to provide ready access to the data to our various law enforcement areas. Now, in a statement to the news site ZDNet, the Attorney General's office has said that they are following the EU model, and quote them, The Attorney General's Department has been looking at the European Directive on Data Retention to consider whether such a regime is appropriate within Australia's law enforcement and security context. Now, the EU model requires that the ISPs from certain member states must retain necessary data, which is specified. The types of data is actually specified in a directive put forth by the government for a period of between 6 and 24 months. Sources from Australian ISPs, however, are suggesting that the Australian policy is going to require them to retain data for a much longer period. In fact, as long as 5 to 10 years. So our friends at the Electronic Frontiers Australia have put their two bobs in, of course. Colin Jacobs, who is the chair of EFA, has said at some point data retention laws can be reasonable, but highly personal information such as browsing history is a step too far. You can't treat everybody like a criminal. That would be like tapping people's phones before they are suspected of doing any crime. So there we go. I'm wondering what the Australian government are trying to do with it, do to us. Not only has Senator Conroy so far been pushing, and in an unfettered way, the ability to censor our internet connections, now the Attorney General is looking at ways to monitor what it is that we are looking at.
Yeah, it's kind of curious, isn't it, given all the hullabaloo over Google's invasion of people's privacy.
And yes. Now
the government seems to be taking it a stage further.
It's funny you should mention that, because they have been going on about Google and how they, bad Google for storing all this private data, not actually, publishing it anywhere necessarily, but for the mere fact of storing this private information. And now they're going about doing it themselves in a much more sinister fashion. They're going right into, every website that we possibly hit will be logged, and ready access will be available to, numerous people throughout all our law enforcement organisations. So it just sounds...
It does,
I don't know,
beg a belief. What? In terms of, we're looking at controlling where we go.
Yes.
And looking at what we do.
Well, it's almost to the point of thought control in a way, because, if you think in the back of your mind that, the government might have access to this website that I'm about to look at, maybe you'd think twice about going to that website. And isn't that the whole point, that, the internet's all about communication, about providing information freely to everyone around the world, and yet,
the government wants to control it.
Yeah, it just stinks to me. I don't know. So if you at home agree with this, please do let us know as well if you'd like to sign up during Radiothon. Of course, it's Radiothon week this week. By the way, let us know what you think of the Australian government and their push to censor our internet connections, and also to, basically control our thoughts. Why is that? Give us a call now, 1300 569 949, and sign up as a member. It's quite cheap to do so. $66 for a full membership if you are a full entitled person. You can, if you're a concession, you can pay $33. And if you're under 18, $22 is all you need to pay. And if you're a business or organisation, you can sign up for $150.
Alrighty, so as Mark said, be sure to grab a pen. So 1300 569 949, please do give us a ring, and do join up and become a member, or renew the member. It doesn't really matter if you're queer or straight. Tell a mate and get them to sign up.
You're listening to Technogaze here on Joy 94.9. This is Radiothon week, and we are, of course, covering some of the technology news, the latest technology news. Now, something's happened in Japan, I believe.
Yeah, in Spaceland. So this one is Japan unfurls Icarus, solar sail in space. We've got Japanese scientists celebrating the successful deployment of their solar sail, Icarus, that was put into orbit last month. I think they opened it up on the 10th of this month. Icarus stands for the Interplanetary Kite Craft Accelerated by Radiation of the Sun. It's a bit of a mouthful, hence why they've got Icaros. It's a 200 square meter membrane attached to a small disc-shaped spacecraft. Icaros will demonstrate the principle of using sunlight as a simple and effective means of propulsion. The technique has been touted as a way of moving spacecraft around the solar system using no chemical fuels. So it sounds like a kind of interesting kind of idea about how to get spacecraft.
How to get them moving, perhaps, propelled.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without the need for, you know, nuclear power or you know, our precious fossil fuels here on Earth.
Yeah, exactly. So the mission team will be watching to see if Icaros produces a measurable acceleration and how well its systems are able to steer the spacecraft through space. The principle of solar sailing is a simple one. Photons or light particles falling on a highly reflective, ultra-thin, in this case something about 7.5 microns, surface will exert a pressure. The force is tiny but continuous, and over time should produce considerable velocity. Solar sails will never replace conventional propulsion mechanisms, the agency said, but they do have the potential to play a much greater role in certain types of space missions. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, the Icaros, the name, it takes me back to, I think there's that James Bond film. Which one is it? The is it Die Another Day? I can't remember. The one where the the what's he? I've lost it now.
Lost the plot. I could have sworn it was a Greek god or something. If you know the answer to Icaros, yeah, then perhaps email us at
on air at joy.org.au. But also it is Radiothon this week, and we are insisting that you do call up to pledge your membership, because the station here can't run without your support. We rely on both sponsorships and also personal memberships in order to keep the station running here. So it would be greatly appreciated if you could give us a call and put some money to this great radio station. Now, there's not many places we can bang the drum to the Australian community over technology issues, particularly when it comes to exposing things like the Australian government's plans to censor or track our internet connections. But Joy is a place where we can voice this opinion and raise the issue to the forefront of whoever might be listening. By becoming a member, you're providing real support for this truly unique community broadcaster. So please do give us a call. 1300 569 949 is the number. And there are a couple of people waiting to take your call out in the phone room there. They'll be more than happy to take your details. Now, what's next on from technology news perspective? Oh, that's right, the 114,000 iPad users. Apparently, this one came up last week. If you're one of the first iPad customers over in the United States and you had signed up to a data service with AT&T, you may now find that your personal information has been leaked out to the net. Through a vulnerability in the AT&T website, the email addresses of over 114,000 iPad users were discovered and posted out to the web.
Whoa, that's what's scary, isn't it?
Interestingly, this was first reported by Gawker Media, who are definitely in Apple's bad books at the moment for the release of the iPhone 4 details almost a month before the official announcement, after an Apple employee, of course, left his prototype phone in a bar after a night of drinking. Now, ValleyWag, which is another site that's owned by Gawker Media, said the hackers turned over the email list, and it contained the email addresses of a number of high-profile iPad users, including US business leaders, politicians, and military officials. They then went about publishing the name and partial email addresses of these people. Some of the high-profile names include the New York Times chief executive, Janet Robinson, the New York mayor, Michael Bloomberg, and White House chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. Now, AT&T have acknowledged that the breach has occurred and have issued an apology to its affected customers. In the apology, they also said the only information they can that can be derived from the breach is the email address attached to the device. They also said that At this point, there is no evidence that any other customer information was shared.
I'm sure that information's been promptly sold off to somewhere in Russia and they're going to get spammed for the rest of their lives.
It sounds like it. You might want to have a number two on the end of your name, on the end of your email address if you're one of those unfortunate iPad users. Luckily, it didn't occur over here in Australia. At least I'm pretty sure that our telcos don't have any vulnerabilities and enable the information to be shared in such a annoying way.
Yes.
This is TechnoGaze here on Joy 94.9 tonight with myself, Dave. My name is Mark Mowney. It's all a bit confusing here tonight, isn't it?
We've swapped roles, so to speak.
I'm over the wrong side of the desk, and
I'm making you
my
very
name
nervous.
Is Mark Mowney.
So, as Mark mentioned, we're in the middle of a radiothon this week, and membership is really, really important to us. It just really helps make the community go well. The radio station does cost a lot to keep running on a day-to-day basis, and obviously memberships and sponsorships, for that matter, go a long way to making this place work. So to ring up and become a member, be sure to ring 1300 569 949.
It is just a very small amount to sign up. To get an individual membership, which is just a single person, is $66. You can also become a family membership, which is consists of two people or more in a loving relationship, and that cost is $88. Now, the wonderful thing about becoming a member is that you also become eligible to win prizes throughout the year. Various CDs and tickets and so forth that are made available to Joy listeners, you may hear throughout the year, are only available to Joy members. And if you become a Joy member this week, you're also eligible for a myriad of wonderful prizes, including some major prizes that will be drawn at the end of the radiothon period, and also some lovely daily prizes. So do give us a call, 1300 569 949, and talk to one of our friendly phone room operators, and they'll be happy to take your details.
Absolutely.
1300 569 949.
So you're listening to Joy 94.9, and this is TechnoGaze with Mark and Dave. In the second half of the show, we're going to have information on interesting developments in the 3D world. Lots of movies kicking around now with 3D, and that's just going to get kind of bigger and more immersive too, in terms of the way in which television, the way we play games. Some interesting information there around the world's largest telescope, what's going on there, and also the Pentagon seeking out the WikiLeaks founder. So those are kind of interesting things to catch up on.
You're listening to TechnoGaze here on Joy 94.9 tonight. And thank you to Matsky from Frankston, who just renewed his membership. It's wonderful to know that you're supporting the station that brings so much to this community. Now, in terms of the prize list, now the daily prize list for today, now that you've signed up, Matt, you're in the running to win one of a couple of things. There's a DVD pack from Icon Films. There's a Metro Body Health and Fitness Package. It's a double pass to the Hoyts Director's Suite. And there's a Admit One pass for the Melbourne International Film Festival coming up next year. So there's some great daily prizes. And that's just the daily prizes, mind you, for signing up today. And you also go in the running for some of the major prize draws, which we'll give you some more information on later on in the show.
If you haven't caught up with the number yet to ring us on, it's 1300 569 949, and do give us a call. I feel like we're plugging and plugging and plugging, and well, we are.
That's right. It is a great time of year. This is it, really. If you want to become a member, do it this week. It's the perfect time, because you are eligible to win prizes that you wouldn't normally be eligible for, because it is Radiothon, of course.
Of course. So the next the news item I was going to discuss was the world's biggest radio telescope has been launched. Scientists in the Netherlands have unveiled the largest telescope in the world, saying it is capable of detecting faint signals from almost as far back as the Big Bang. The LOFA, which stands for the Low Frequency Array, consists of 25,000 small antennas measuring between 50 centimetres and 2 metres across, instead of what you'd traditionally associate with a large radioscope dish. It is based near the northeastern Dutch town of Assen, but the antennas are spread out across the rest of the Netherlands and also into Germany, Sweden, France and Britain. When it's all combined, all these antennas will be able to get form a giant telescope about the diameter of about 1,000 kilometres. That's a fairly sizable radio telescope that's been set up there, and the observations will make it possible to learn about the origins of the universe. As I said before, back to the moment of the Big Bang, if that indeed is the theory people are going with. So that's kind of interesting too.
The wonderful thing about astronomy, particularly with all these wonderful arrays being built, is the ability to, you know, simply look at a different portion of the sky and actually find, you know, you're actually looking millions of years further behind in the development of our universe, in fact. So all you have to do is look at a slightly different portion of the sky, and suddenly there's history back a couple of million years. And that's just amazing,
I think.
It's
phenomenal, isn't it? You start thinking about this and you start looking at things like the space sail and a whole lot of other things that are going on in terms of probes being sent out into space. It's just incredible what kind of research is actually going on and across the world from all different nations as well are really kind of getting behind this.
Now, you're listening to TechnoGaze here on Joy 94.9 tonight, and it is Radiothon this week, and we are asking for you to sign up as a member. Because without members, we really cannot survive. We run on, you know, very little money. We don't get government funding, and we need your support in order to keep the airways flowing. So do give us a call, 1-300-569-949, and the people in the phone room will be able to take your details, and you'll be able to sign up. It's just $66 for an individual membership, which is really not that much when it's, you know, it lasts for the whole year. You get that membership for the whole year, and you're eligible to win prizes for that entire year. So, you know, if you win a couple of CDs, a couple of DVD packs throughout that year, suddenly it's paid for itself.
Sounds well worth it to me.
This is TechnoGaze here on Joy 94.9. That's right, WikiLeaks. We talked about WikiLeaks last week, actually, and the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, who has recently stopped upon arrival at Sydney Airport, being told that his passport was about to be cancelled. Well, this week, it seems he has become a wanted man. The United States are now in search of him, trying to find the founder of the whistleblower site, because it is believed that he has been dobbed in for the recent posting of a classified military video. Now, it's they're trying to find the founder because he was actually dobbed in by a US soldier who was recently arrested in relation to the release of the classified video in which soldiers are shown allegedly killing innocent civilians. It is believed that the soldier was turned over by a former computer hacker to whom he confided in for releasing the classified video. Now, as a consequence of this arrest, it is further believed that Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, has received over 250,000 pages of classified documents, which is presumably why the Pentagon now have a keen interest in this guy.
Right.
So in response to the allegations, though, WikiLeaks have said on Twitter that allegations we have been sent 260,000 classified US Embassy cables are, as far as we can tell, incorrect. So interesting to see where that pans out. And there was a certain amount of desperation in the way that the Pentagon presented this. They sort of said, well, we need to find where this information is in order to stop it from being leaked more than anything else. We don't want it to be leaked. So you know, it's a wonder whether or not they actually want him for questioning, or whether they just want the information to be stopped.
Well, it was interesting. I'm pretty damn sure he was going to be presenting at a conference in San Francisco next week.
Oh, okay.
And not too many surprises.
I'm guessing he's not entering the United States at this point in time.
I don't think he's flying back to the US this week to present. So, yes, there has been an abrupt cancellation of that speaking part at that conference. I can't remember, but it was basically in San Francisco. Anyway, you're listening to Joy 94.9, and this is Technogaze with Mark and Dave. And as I've said a number of times, this is the Radiothon week, and really actively encouraging you to please ring up. Please ring up and become a member. So the number you need to call is 1300-569-949. And I've been involved with the radio station now, I reckon, for a good year and a half. And the thing about I've discovered about this radio station, it's, it really does bring people together. It really does play a very big role in a lot of people's lives. You know, statistically, actually the majority of the audience out there are actually straight, and so a lot of people are out there. So don't feel that because you're not gay you can't join up, because absolutely go for it. We really do want your support for keeping this show alive, this radio station alive. And as you probably gathered, this station really does provide a hub for community news. It's a great outreach mechanism for organizations to get out there and talk to the community and really do some really good things. Also, within the station, you can do things like they run courses like The Taste of Radio, which I thoroughly recommend if you're interested in getting involved in radio. Do check out the website. I know they run a few courses through the year, and they're always very well attended. So if you want to get involved in that, absolutely do get involved. And as I said, do sign up for your membership on 1300-569-949.
This is Technogaze here on Joy 94.9. And we would like to thank Paul and Stephen from Caulfield North for renewing their membership. Thank you very much for that. Of course, MyMac is one of our keen sponsors of Joy 94.9. And one of the daily prizes that they've got on the list there is a Vax bag, which is a bag for, I believe, a laptop, which will safely house your laptop there. So now that you've signed up, Paul and Stephen, you're in the running for that that particular prize. This is Technogaze here on Joy 94.9, and we're just covering some of the latest in news. Now, what's going on with the radio telescope?
Alrighty, well, actually, this one's more about what's called the square kilometre. The square kilometre array. Mm-hmm. And this is about renewable energy to power the Western Australian supercomputer. And this is really around a government bid to support that project. The federal government has pledged $47.3 million towards the development of a solar and geothermal energy for radio astronomy and supercomputer facilities in Western Australia. Funding will be split between two renewable energy infrastructure projects to power the Porsi High Performance Computer Centre and the Murchison Radio Astronomy Labs. A full-scale hybrid solar and diesel plant will be built in Murchison with sophisticated energy management systems to support storage and generation capabilities. That's kind of interesting just to see what's going on there. So as I said, there's just a lot of happening in that space. For the Porsi Centre in Kensington, hot sedimentary aquifers will be installed to provide water cooling and ventilation for the 10-megawatt thermal facility, which will become one of Australia's largest direct geothermal research and demonstration sites. Construction of the project was scheduled to commence on November 2010 and to be completed by August 2013. And also create a few new jobs. So that's all good news.
It's good to hear that, I guess, you know, even in light of the ETS being pushed away by our opposition, the opposition to our government, you know, there's still a push to get renewable energy to be used in new developments here in Australia. Now, thank you to Chris for your message. He's actually suggested in relation to our solar sale item just before, I think, Dave, you were talking about it, that that if we get Clark Asimov's basic science textbooks, they have some great information on the power of the sun that and how it can be used to sail us around the solar system. So thank you for the message. And, of course, Chris is an existing member, so he couldn't sign up today. But thank you very much for your message nonetheless, Chris. You're listening to Technogaze on Joy 94.9. And we've got a final news item, I think.
Yeah, Dave? The last one is everything's going 3D, and in fact I heard a bit of a news item about this. Is in fact are we all getting a bit 3D'd out? But I've got a sneaking suspicion this has got a long way to run. Obviously, technology companies are very interested in driving the next wave of technology, and 3D seems to be it. And so we've all been exposed to the likes of films like Avatar and Up and Alice in Wonderland, which really were quite stunning, and in particular Avatar, which I just thought was like mesmerizing in terms of getting moving into that whole world, and it really was very, very compelling. And obviously, on top of that, we've seen a number of manufacturers release 3D TVs. And they're going to be interesting to see how those take off. I think the downside of those televisions at the moment is that we all have to wear glasses, and they're called active shutter frames, and they basically flicker just in time, so you only see every other frame, and I think that's kind of how you get the 3D effect. So that's kind of interesting to see how that will take off, and we'll have to sit there with these glasses and watch 3D films. But I guess bet your bottom dollar over the next 5 to 10 years, that's radically going to change as well. So we're seeing more and more footage coming out. So things like we had the first AFL game, for example, broadcast in 3D. And a lot of these television sets, they're pretty damn clever. What they're able to do is actually simulate 3D. So it's stepping back. And you're probably, Mark, and that's probably showing my age. Actually, and actually, I think this is post-me or pre-me as well. But the idea of taking a black and white TV and putting some sort of colour screen over the front of it. So you had blue sky and green grass and something in the middle. But that's kind of the idea they're trying to do with simulated 3D, is take an existing television program and represent that out as 3D. But actually also, I guess, more interesting is what's going on with games. And so obviously one of the things is games are one of those immersive environments. So we like to be able to play games and get in front of our controllers and really become part of that game. So games manufacturers are extremely interested in this whole technology. And it's often games, the game manufacturers that really lead the way into this whole new set of technologies. So I think I spotted that Sony have just released some 3D games this week for the PlayStation 3. And there's a conference coming up called E3, and I think the rumor is that Microsoft will be announcing 3D around Xbox. That's kind of interesting too, just to see where this whole world of 3D is actually going to be taking us.
I think there was a comedian that was on a promo for Good News Week just recently, and I think he summed it up very well. It's like, we all just bought our plasma TVs. Why do we need to buy another bloody TV just to see a 3D effect? I mean, really.
Yeah, well, you do wonder, but I guess...
I guess it is immersive, though. It does, particularly in a game sense, like you talk about it, perhaps in the interactive sense, there's an amount of immersion that goes on there that isn't so passive, which 3D could really enhance the experience for.
Yeah, absolutely. So it'll be interesting just to kind of watch the space and just see... where we get to.
Now, this is Radiothon this week at Joy 94.9, and we are asking for you to call up and sign up. 1-300-569-949 is the number, and it is choose joy is essentially the message we're trying to get out there. Choose joy, because we put together some wonderful programs throughout the week, every week, and a lot of the time that is spent doing that is all volunteer-based. So I'm doing it for the love of it. Dave is across the desk here is doing it for the love of it, and we would love for you to sign up. So give us a call, 1-300-569-949. Family memberships for two people in a loving relationship or more is $88. Individuals, $66. Concession is $33, and if you're under 18, you can sign up for $22. And also, if you're a business or an organisation, you can sign up for $150. So it's really nothing for the sake of keeping us running for a whole year. You become a member for the whole year, and you're eligible to win prizes throughout the whole year if you call up for a giveaway that might be presented in a particular show. And if you sign up during this week as well, you are in the running for some wonderful prizes, including the major prizes. I think there's an iPad that's going to be drawn at the end of the Radiothon period, and there's also an iPod Touch that that might be in there as well.
They're both great prizes, aren't they?
Thanks to my Mac, of course. And if you sign up today, of course, there's some daily prizes, including the Sealy and Sealy Professional Salon Sexy Hair Pack. Wow, that's
perfect for me.
And of course, there's a 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment is giving us L Word. Is a box set of L Word there, and there's a $50 store voucher from Hares and Hyenas. That's just today's prizes, the daily prizes that you could win if you sign up today. So do give us a call, 1-300-569-949. This is Technogaze on Joy 94.9, and we are in Radiothon this week. Now, I thought I might try to give you some more reasons to sign up. I have here the major prize list, and some of the ones that have spiked my interest. Unfortunately, I can't actually win any of these, but whereabouts is it now? The Cornelius Cheese Wine and Coffee. An at-home cheese masterclass for you and 20 friends.
There's 20 of your closest friends, I'm assuming.
Yes. Wine, coffee and cheese. I can't think of a better night, actually. Woodpecker Heating, Cooling and Fireplace and Barbecues. The Eco Fire with four boxes of fuel. Umbrella Entertainment are giving away a $2,000 DVD prize pack. These are all the major prizes that you could possibly win for signing up during Radiothon. So you don't necessarily have to sign up today. You could sign up tomorrow or the next day, and you'd still be in the running for these prizes. The Melbourne Recital Centre is giving away a winter program prize pack, which is A Reserve tickets and drink vouchers for four. And of course, I mentioned just before, the MyMac Australia are giving away a brand new iPad and an 8GB iPod Touch. Entwined Wines, now this one's good, a one-year supply of wine. That's 60 bottles of wine. I'd love to have that delivered to my... I don't know if it necessarily lasts for a year, but...
one a week.
Network 10, now this is a money you can't buy. You can't buy this with money. It's Network 10 and giving away a behind-the-scenes Neighbours experience for four people. So if you're a Neighbours fan, perhaps you could... You could do that.
That could be a lot of fun.
Now, this is Technogaze here on Joy 94.9. That's it for another week. As always, you can check out our previous shows from the podcast, for which you can find a link on our Technogaze page, which is at joy.org.au/technogaze. Now, stay tuned to Joy 94.9, because not only can you sign up for the rest of the night, but you can also listen to some wonderful programs, including Reality Check with Tony Pittman, and later on, An Awkward Pause. If you want to keep up with us here on Technogaze, you can also follow our Twitter feed, which you can get to via twitter.com/technogaze. That's TechNogaze. Now, thank you, Dave, for being with me in the studio tonight and for madly pushing the buttons.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Good night.
Good night.
Technogaze on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.